Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca. Here's a question for you to think about. How do you feel about this thought? Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Well, this is an idea straight from today's lesson, which is titled, What to Do When Your Fitness Effort Plateaus. Our lesson is an extra high challenge with some extra special words and phrases, so make sure you follow along and pay extra special attention to some of these words and phrases. So some of the words that you're going to see today include step out of your comfort zone, push yourself, and mix things up. These are all great ways to get off of your fitness plateau and make progress again. Well, friends, let's begin. So make sure you grab your magazine. Let's do it.
What to do when your fitness effort plateaus. It's time to step out of your comfort zone. If you're a cardio queen who's used to logging long runs on the treadmill, do more strength training workouts. If you do a lot of strength work, incorporate HIIT into your routine. If your body is used to spinning, you've got to find a different way to push yourself. Mixing it up is key, Swan said. That doesn't mean you have to ditch your favorite workout for good, but you do have to make some changes to see results.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 comfort zone 这个名词。Comfort zone 是指心理上的舒适范围，也就是安逸不用冒险的状态。例如 ,Eric decided to step out of his comfort zone and start his own business. Eric 决定要脱离他的舒适圈开始自己创业。或者是 stretching beyond one's comfort zone might be a little scary, but it's also exciting. 要走出舒适安逸的范围也许有点令人害怕，但同时也很令人兴奋。继续我们看的是 incorporate 这个动词 ,in 这个字首有进来的意思 ,corp 这个字根有身体或整体的意思所以 incorporate 是指包含、吸收、合并或者是混合。例如 ,fusion food incorporates the essence of many exotic cuisines, 无国界料理混合吸收了许多不同风味料理的精华。或者是 This new car incorporates many newly developed safety features. 这部新车包含了许多新发展的安全配备。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, let's learn more about how to get off of your fitness plateau. One very important thing we read here is that you should step out of your comfort zone. It's time to step out of your comfort zone.What does that mean, Rebecca?
Oh, Gabe, I'm so glad that you asked. When you step out of your comfort zone, this means that you do something that isn't very comfortable for you. So maybe you're used to running, only running, but you've kind of reached this fitness plateau. Maybe you should do something like lifting weights because it's something you're not quite as comfortable with.
Interesting. So that's what stepping out of your comfort zone means when it comes to exercise.
Yeah.
What about you, friends? You're learning English. You know, it's kind of easy to read and maybe to listen to things in English. Stepping out of your comfort zone might be joining in a speech competition, okay? Taking part in a speech contest, that would be stepping out of your comfort zone. It seems a little bit uncomfortable. It's not easy. It might be scary, but it will really help you to improve.
Exactly. And I know for me, I'm learning Chinese. Sometimes I'm kind of stepping out of my comfort zone when I actually go and practice. And I know for some of you, it's probably stepping out of your comfort zone when you practice your English or when you speak your English to other people.
All right, so friends, it's important not just to stay comfortable, step out of your comfort zone. If you're a cardio queen, that is a queen, well, that would be a woman who enjoys cardio workout.
Right.
Okay, a cardio queen who's used to logging long runs on the treadmill, do more strength training workouts. Okay, now what does that look like? A treadmill? Well, this is probably the most common machine you would see at a gym. It's basically the machine that you run on.
Right, and of course, our lesson is saying if you're used to logging long runs on the treadmill, you should do more strength training exercises or strength training workouts.
So something a little different from running, right? So what does that look like? Well, it might be toning your muscles, working with weights a little more, strength training workouts. Now, how does our lesson continue?
Well, if you do a lot of strength work, incorporate HIIT into your routine. And what is HIIT?
Do you remember, Rebecca?
High.
Uh-huh.
Intensity.
Uh-huh. Something. Interval.
Yes.
Training.
Yes.
Very good. Yes. Incorporate HIIT into your routine. If your body is used to spinning, you've got to find a different way to push yourself. Okay, so this is just saying that if you're used to doing one thing, try something different. But whatever you do, push yourself. That is one great way that you are going to improve.
Okay, hold on for just a moment, Gabe.
Yes.
You just said to push yourself. Mm-hmm. So am I literally going to push myself like this? Ready? 1, 2, 3, push!
Rebecca,
yes.
In a way, but it's more like a mental thing. Oh. So like when you're working out, sometimes it's easy to want to give up. You're so tired, you just want to stop right there. But no. That's when you need to push yourself. It's like you're telling yourself, no, don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. Just keep going.
Gabe.
Push yourself.
This reminds me.
Yes.
A couple of months ago, I did this bike race.
Yes.
And we were going up this hill, a really steep hill, and I felt like giving up. But then I kept telling myself, I think I can.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pushed myself and I made it to the top.
You did it, Rebecca.
Yes.
Push yourself. And friends, we see here that also mixing it up is key. It's very important. That doesn't mean you have to ditch your favorite workout for good. But what does it mean to ditch something? That means to get rid of it. So don't get rid of your favorite workout. No, don't do that for good. Now, what does the phrase for good mean here, Rebecca?
Well, here in our lesson, when we say don't ditch something for good, this just means permanently or forever. So maybe you're just putting your favorite workout on hold for a little while.
That's right. So for example, you could say, oh, he's gone for good. That means he's never coming back. But don't ditch your favorite workout for good. You do have to make some changes to see results. Well, friends, it's time to see this lesson brought to life again with Sing
It
Out.
Sing It Out.
You know, Ben, my friend likes to exercise, or says he does, but then recently he feels like he's hit a plateau and he just wants to quit. And I'm not sure how to encourage him.
You know what you should say to him?
Hmm?
You should say this. Do you want to get fit?
Yeah.
Do you want to get fit?
He does.
If you're hitting a plateau in your workout, just keep going and don't quit. Do you want to get fit? Do you want to get fit? Do you want to get fit? If you're hitting a plateau in your workout, just keep going and don't quit.
Wait a minute, but he says he not only wants to quit, he actually used a phrase, I think it's, he wants to throw in the towel.
Oh, no. Don't go in the towel. Don't throw in the towel. No. If you're hitting a plateau in your workout, just don't throw in that towel. Don't throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel.
Don't throw in the towel.
Don't throw in the towel. If you're hitting a plateau. plateau. Your workout, just don't throw in that towel.
Oh, no. But you know what? He also thinks it's a little bit boring because he's hit this plateau. He's doing the same things over and over again. He always just goes to the gym to go spinning and lifting. Maybe he should do something different.
You know what he should do?
Try and mix things up. Yeah! Try and mix things up. Hitting a plateau in your workout. Just try and mix things up. Try and mix things up.
Oh yeah.
Try and mix things up.
Like maybe do something different.
If you're hitting a plateau in your workout, just try and mix things up. Do you wanna get fit?
Oh yeah.
Do you wanna get fit? Oh. If you're hitting a plateau in your workout, just keep going and don't quit. Do you wanna get fit?
Keep it up. Keep it up. Yeah.
That's a good reminder. Well, hey, now you know. Don't quit. Don't throw in the towel if you've hit a plateau.
And try and mix things up. And we'll see you next time for
Sing and Out.
I said sing
four,
and
two,
out.
Three. Do you want to get fit? Do you want to get fit?
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. It's time for you to step out of your comfort zone. Push yourself, but don't ditch your favorite exercise routine for good, but it is time to mix things up. What is that all about? We're about to find out. So let's continue with our next reading.
What to do when your fitness effort plateaus. How to mix things up. The best way to find a way to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, according to Swan, is to follow someone else's lead, meaning take a class. Try taking new classes. Take advantage of the variety of fitness in your city, she said. Whether that means exploring a class you've never considered at your gym, or signing up for ClassPass, $99 per month, the app that allows you to studio hop, newness can be challenging and inspiring. Then again, if you've hit the point where you don't want to go to any class, we recommend picking up some gear. New athletic wear can be surprisingly motivating.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 hit the point 这个成语。hit the point 是指到达某种程度或极限，后面常常用 where 子句来说明情况。例如 Raymond has already hit the point where he shouldn't continue working here. Raymond 已经到了一种极限，他应该不要继续在这里工作。或者是 Diane hit the point where she definitely needed to rest. Diane 已经到达一种程度，就是她非要休息不可。最后我们看的是 recommend 这个动词 ，recommend 是指推荐、介绍或者是建议。例如 ，Many moms recommended this restaurant to me because it is child friendly. 许多妈妈建议我去这家餐厅，因为他们的环境对小孩很友善。或者是 The doctor recommended that the patient write down his thoughts. 这位医生建议这位病人写下自己的想法。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Friends, it's time to mix things up. How do we do that? Let's read in this section titled, How to Mix Things Up. The best way to find a way to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, according to Swan, is to follow someone else's lead, which means taking a class. Now, following someone's lead is a big fancy way of saying you're following somebody else. You're doing what they do.
Exactly. So, yeah. Of course, in our lesson it says take a class. So if you're in a class, you are following your teacher's lead. You're doing what the teacher tells you to do. And actually, sometimes I find those classes to be very helpful because I can't always think about all those great exercises to do. So to follow someone else's lead can be very useful.
For sure, it's a good thing to do. This could mean different things here. For example, let's see, he followed his dad's lead and became a doctor. That means that his dad is a doctor, so if he followed his dad's lead, he became a doctor. Musicians sometimes follow each other's lead, especially in jazz music where it's a little more open. Someone might say, okay, follow my lead. He starts playing something, and the other musicians join with that kind of style. They're following each other's lead.
Excellent. Well, continuing on, we read, try taking new classes. Take advantage of the variety of fitness in your city, she said. And of course, she is referring to Swan. But let's take a look at this phrase, take advantage of. If you take advantage of something, this means that you are just using the good things that you have in a situation, right?
Exactly. So for example, if you live in Taipei, I think you should take advantage of the mountains surrounding the city. You should go hiking more often. There are so many great places to hike. Take advantage of those hiking trails.
Oh, that's an excellent example. I would agree because I love the mountains a lot. Well, anyway, our lesson continues. Whether that means exploring a class you've never considered at your gym or signing up for a class pass, it's actually only $99 per month.
$99 US.
Oh,
well, that's still not too expensive, actually.
It's really not bad.
And this basically allows you to go to a lot of different gyms, okay? The app that allows you to studio hop, all right, going from one studio to another. Newness can be challenging and inspiring. But we see here, then again, if you've hit the point where you don't want to go to any class, we recommend picking up some gear. All right, then again, that's kind of another way of saying, on the other hand, then again.
Right. So, friends, there are many different ways that you can mix up this fitness effort that seems to have plateaued.
Well, friends, what about that word gear?
Oh, gear.
Yeah, Steve and Ken actually have something they'd like to share about this word and a similar word, equipment, in the info cloud.
Generally, nouns in English are separated into two groups, those that can be counted and those that can't. But there are also nouns that can be both counted and not counted.
Right. One such noun is the word gear. As an uncountable noun, it refers to equipment. For example, baseball gear might include things like a helmet, bat, glove, shoes, and a ball.
Okay, gear can also be countable, and that would be a wheel with teeth on it, such as the kind you would find on a bicycle.
Right. So don't say we need to buy some new gears if you're looking to buy some new equipment.
Now, speaking of equipment, this is also an uncountable noun, so we should never add an S at the end of it, whether you're referring to one thing or many things.
So, using it as a singular noun, you can talk about a piece of equipment or a type of equipment, no S at the end.
As a plural, you can say a lot of equipment, a huge amount of equipment. Notice, still no S.
So, is there any difference between gear and equipment? Well, gear is more informal, and it can cover all the items related to a certain activity. Equipment is a more technically correct term. So baseball gear might include the clothing one wears while playing baseball, whereas baseball equipment would only apply to the hardware.
Equipment 是装备用具，这个字是个不可数名词，也就是说后面绝对不能够加 s， 不管你是要表示单一的用具 a piece of equipment， 或是很多的用具 a lot of equipment， 都是 equipment， 没有 s。Gear 呢也可以表示用具，这个用法也是不可数，不能够加 s。比如说 baseball gear 就是打棒球的用具。Gear 来的比 equipment 口语涵盖的范围呢也比较广，它可以包含服装，但是 equipment 一定是指硬体的装备。要注意 gear 还有一个可数的用法，表示齿轮。如果你说 I will bring my gears， 人家会认为你会带你的齿轮。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
So Devin, you're telling me about mixing it up?
Yeah, if you see your progress at a halt, you have to ramp it up.
I have been. I've been cycling more and more.
But you have to ramp it up in a different way.
How come?
The body and the mind need to be challenged to grow and succeed.
That makes sense, but why do you recommend kickboxing?
Because you do a lot of cardio. You should push yourself in another way.
And kickboxing will incorporate strength training in my workouts.
Yep, and it requires a lot of energy.
But I'm not comfortable with the idea of it.
That's the whole point. You need to leave your comfort zone.
I do remember my coach saying, find a way to get comfortable
with being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Chris, how about this? We start taking kickboxing classes together.
Yeah, I think that would be really fun.
Oh, yeah. And I recommend picking up some new gear for the class.
You sold me. New athletic gear always is surprisingly motivating.
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
It's good to mix things up and use our towels in different ways than they were intended. Friends, make sure you mix things up when it comes to exercise, too. We'll see you next time right here at
Studio Classroom. Okay, Gabe, are you ready?
What are you talking about, Mar-